your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Manchester United have reportedly rejected Newcastle's loan bid for England attacking midfielder Jesse Lingard. His contract expires at the end of the season. He's attracting interest from clubs as he struggles to find game time under Ralph Rangnick. Manchester United are reluctant to loan the 29-year-old as it would effectively end his Old Trafford career. Deals with Tottenham and West Ham have been dismissed as United feel that would strengthen a top-four rival. Newcastle, who are fighting relegation though, are not in the same bracket, but the Old Trafford club have nevertheless rejected that bid. The Tyneside club had the option of trying to sign Lingard permanently, although it is thought the player would prefer to wait until the summer before deciding his next club, of course with Newcastle still involved in the relegation scrap. Fabrizio Romano, the well-known transfer journalist, has been speaking on YouTube about the pursuit of Diego Carlos. The search for a new centre-back continues for the next few days. Magpies are looking firmly at the La Liga side, with Sevilla hoping to do a deal. But reports from Spain suggest the 28-year-old would be set to double his current salary if Sevilla will let the move to go ahead. But reports suggest that the two clubs are well wide of the mark when it comes to their valuation. Spanish side are currently sitting second in the league and just 4 points off the top. Sevilla are not accepting a small bid of that. Well, I say small, of course, it's around €35 million. They want around €55 million in order to get the deal done, according to Romano. Into other news, and Newcastle have received a boost though in their pursuit of left-wing back Robin Gosens. The Magpies continue to look for players that could dramatically improve their squad immediately and then of course could kick them on next seasons. According to Tuto Mercato, Atalanta could actually sell a 27-year-old this month despite wanting to extend his contract beyond 2024. They thought to try and cash in and improve other areas of their squad. They believe Newcastle of course have the firepower to meet their demands and a deal isn't 100% off the table. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.